Hi, VoiceTubers. Welcome back to our pronunciation challenge. This is Judy. How are you guys doing today? Is your room messy or clean? Do you know that only by seeing your room can know your personality? In today's video, it talks about how can we know one's personality by observing his room. And it also reveals an interesting experiment, which is to ask two groups of people. One is the close friends of the students, and the other group are strangers, to go into the dorm for 15 minutes and answer the questionnaire to see how much they know about these students. And the result turned out to be quite surprising. The strangers group are shown to know more about the students. I think it's a quite interesting video, so if you have time, check this video out. So today, for the topic sentence is this. Behavior residue, on the contrary, is the unintentional results of your behavior. If you leave your shoes scattered around the floor, it's probably because you're lazy. Behavioral residue, on the contrary, is the unintentional results of your behavior. If you leave your shoes scattered around the floor, it's probably because you're lazy. 好，那我们可以来看到第一，今天的第一个学习重点是一个形容词 behavioral。behavioral 就是行为的，行为的。比如说我们大学可能会学到一个科目就是行为心理学，它的英文就是 behavioral psychology。behavioral psychology。那 behavioral 呢，它是从名词 behavior 来的 behavior。 那 behavior 的意思就是行为或者是举止。我们可以说 he was on his best behavior。 he was on his best behavior 就是他表现，他已经尽可能的表现最好了。 he was on his best behavior。 那 behavior 又是从动词 behave 变来的behave。 那 behave 的意思就是表现或者是听话。我们可以说 please behave yourself。 please behave yourself。 这妈妈可能，妈妈或者是老师，就是长辈可能会跟小孩子说，就是请你好好听话，就是 please behave yourself。 好，那第二个我们要介绍的是一个片语 on the contrary。 on the contrary。 那 on the contrary 呢，就是恰好相反的意思。I thought I wouldn't pass the exam. On the contrary, I passed. 这在学生时期其实是蛮常见的，就是我以为我不会考，就是考试考过，可是事实上恰好相反的，我考过了。I thought I wouldn't pass the exam. On the contrary, I passed. The other way round. The other way round. 那 the other way round 它有点像，它是颠倒或者是相反的意思。我们可以造个例句 I thought she was on our side, but it's actually the other way round. 就是说我以为她是站在我们这一边的，但是事实上却不是。 I thought she was on our side, but it's actually the other way round. 好，第三个单字，第三个单字是一个形容词 unintentional。 unintentional我们可以说 I apologize if I offended you, but I want you to know what I did was unintentional. 就是说如果冒犯到你的话我道歉，但是我想要让你知道我所做的事情不是故意的。 I apologize if I offended you, but I want you to know what I did was unintentional. 那其实unintentional 也可以讲成 It's not my intention. It's not my intention. 就是我不是故意的，这不是我的意图。那 unintentional 就是从 intention 这个字变来的。 intention 呢，它就是名词意图的意思。我们可以说 I couldn't figure out his intention of doing this. I couldn't figure out his intention of doing this. 就是说我不知道他这么做的意图是什么。好，那我们来看最后一个单字，最后一个单字呢是 scatter。 scatter 它是动词，分散或者是散布的意思。 She scattered the clothes all over the floor. She scattered the clothes all over the floor. 就是说她把衣服都散落在地板的各个角落。如果房间很脏的人可能都是这个样子。She scattered the clothes all over the floor. 好，那 spread 那 spread 呢跟 scatter 有一点点像，它的意思是延伸或者展开或者是散播的意思。那我们用散播来造一个句子。I don't really like him because he always spread the rumors. I don't really like him because he always spread the rumors. 就是说我其实没有很喜欢他，因为他总是散播谣言。好，那最后我们再来复习一次今天的 topic sentence。Behavioral residue, on the contrary, is the unintentional results of your behavior. If you leave your shoes scattered around the floor, it's probably because you're lazy. So next time, if you have a chance to go to your friend's room, maybe you can know more personalities that you don't know before just by looking at their rooms.Thanks for joining us for today's pronunciation challenge. I will challenge you guys next time. See you!